Coach's Insights continues here on CARE as we now transition to McLeod head football coach and Gary Freeman. It is brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market. Coach, a loss to ACCHS last week, 58-0, but it was the first opportunity for your team to get on the field after the first 2 weeks had to be canceled due to COVID issues. You know, despite the outcome, just how nice was it to get your team on the field and actually play a game?
Well, it's something we needed. I mean, kids were excited. We've got to get that first opportunity to get on the field and see what's going on. ACCHS is a heck of a team. I think a lot of teams are going to end up losing to ACCHS because they're pretty salty this year. But for our kids, it was that first opportunity. You know, it was a little rough, obviously, by the score indicating that. But, you know, the important thing was that they got out there, got a chance to put the pads on. You know, a lot of people say the most improvement you make is from week one to week two, and that's what this will be for us. So we're just going to try to do the best we can, see if we can find a way to get better this coming week.
When you look at a positive from that first game, you know, at least you at least kind of got a good sample size of what your team was or where you guys are at least after that one. You know, playing a really good team like ACCHS, because obviously it doesn't get much easier this week with Rossville. So at least I think a positive you can take from that is the fact that you guys, you know, came out of that 2 week hole and played a really good team out the gate.
We did. I mean, like I said, I don't know if I can say it enough times, but ACCHS is pretty darn motivated. Pretty great football team. And, you know, a bit of a silver lining, you know, we were able to play a JV game on Monday against Effingham, and we actually won that one. So, you know, there's some potential there. For us, the challenge is going to be playing the number one team in the state. Can we find a way, any way whatsoever, to get better coming out of this game? That's just what we're hoping to do.
Yeah, Rossville, of course. You know, when we jump into district play, which is always the key when it comes to postseason, they're 3-0, top team in 2A right now. You know, you watch them on film, and obviously such a rich tradition and history with that program. I mean, what are the big things that stand out to you about that team?
The things that stands out to me about Rossville right from the get-go is just the expectation. You can tell that the expectations are different in that community than in a lot of other places. You know, those kids are fighting for reps, you can tell. You know, they're all dying to be on the field. And what I'm probably guessing is some pretty darn good athletes and football players at Rossville or at other at other schools, you know, they might be the ones getting mop-up duty at Rossville because it's so intense for playing time. And, you know, because I think at a place like Rossville, especially this year, it's probably a thing like state or bust.
When you look at, you know, just the expectations for your team this week, you know, obviously they say that biggest jump is from week one to week two, so to speak. I mean, you're looking at your first game, jumping now into your second game here in week four. So just from the expectations from you and your coaching staff, what are you hoping to see from your team this week?
Hoping to see a team that's playing a little bit faster and a little bit harder. You know, that's something that we preach that we have to be able to do, you know, for simple reasons. If we don't do that, you know, the kids got a good chance of being hurt. We want to play as fast and as physical and as hard as we can. And once again, find any way we can to get better coming out of this game, whether it's, you know, just meaner, nastier, saltier, whatever we can take from it to help us move forward as a better football team.
A big district game for McLeod. They take on Rossville coming up, the number one team in 2A this Friday night. As always, we appreciate the time from McLeod head coach Gary Freeman. It is powered by Country Harvest Apple Market. Coach, as always, thank you so much for your time and good luck on Friday.
Thanks for having us.